This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 8. Witness, I can't help it. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 4. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." When we see or experience something extraordinary, usually we can't help telling people about it. Whether it's an encounter with a celebrity, or a wonderful vacation, or a life-changing event, we want to share it. As a young teen, I witnessed the launch of one of the first space shuttles. You can be sure I told all my friends about it when I got back home. This week, as we think about God's big mission, let's focus on our second word, witness. We give witness or testimony about God's work of salvation because God calls us to do so, and the Holy Spirit has come to help us. But we are also motivated internally. If we have experienced the saving love and power of God, and it has completely changed who we are and how we live, how can we not talk about it? In our passage today, we read that the apostles Peter and John caused a stir among the religious leaders in Jerusalem by healing a lame man. Those leaders wanted to know by what power or authority they had done this work. Peter, bold as ever, declared that they served Jesus and Jesus alone. And as for their work of speaking about Jesus and ministering in his name, how could they keep from sharing about all they had learned from the Savior? Likewise, may our lives spill over with the joy of our salvation. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, as this passage reminds us, salvation is found in no one else but you. May my life overflow with excitement and joy that because of your great love, I belong to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.